Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Epictetus in Discourses 2-4. If you want to be a person of honor and of your word, who is going to stop you? You say you don't want to be obstructed or forced to do something against your will. Well, who is going to force you to desire things you don't approve? Or dislike something against your better judgment? Epictetus here is making what appears to be a paradoxical statement, as it was custom among the Stoics in order to engender a teaching moment. Of course we can be forced to do things we don't want to, right? I mean, if someone points a gun to my head, then obviously I will be forced to do whatever he is asking of me. Not really, replies Epictetus. If you do what he asks, it is not because of the gun, but because you have made the judgment that preserving your life is more important than doing whatever the gunman wants from you. It's a tough example, I know, but if you reflect on it for a moment, Epictetus is right. Fortunately, most of us don't find ourselves anywhere near such tough circumstances. But that makes Epictetus' point even more pertinent, and indeed applicable to a large number of cases. Somebody says, I couldn't stand up to the boss to defend my colleague from his abuses because I would be fired. Well, yes, you could. It's just that you valued keeping your job more than standing up for your colleague. Somebody says, I couldn't resist eating 2 desserts last night. Yes, you could. It's just that you made the judgment that immediate pleasure was more important than your long-term health. And so forth. You get the point. So today, as a practical exercise, pay attention whenever you find yourself thinking or saying something along the lines of, I had to, or I couldn't do otherwise, and ponder whether, in fact, that is true. Epictetus and I bet that it very likely won't. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.